says, we'll soon change that.
Okay, you can dim the lights now. Thanks very much. Thank you. You're all very welcome. They were a set of reels. The first one was called it's called the Glory Reel, and it's a Donegal tune. And the second one's also a Donegal tune. It's called after a great fiddle player that no longer lives. Therefore, he's dead. And we don't know too much about him. His name is McGinley, but the tune is known as John Wosey's. So that was his name, John Wosey McGinley's. Reel, and we'll move on, and we'll stay in Donegal though. We'll stay with a set of jigs and reels. This set of tunes called The Wedding Set. The collective title is called The Wedding Set, and it gets its title from the first tune in the set, which is a jig, and the jig is called The Wedding Jig. And the reason why it's called The Wedding Jig was, it's because, well, it was played at weddings in Donegal. They're kind of a logical sort of follow through to there. And this is, of course, some the days before Daniel O'Donnell. Yes, he told her mother she was smoking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Helps when you have two fiddles in the band. You at least end up with one. For those of you on the radio, Maria's string just broke, one of them. So she's away too.
It was the G string, actually.
Yeah.
It was.
He's very bold.
There he goes. 34 years of age and he still uses baby powder. We'll do a song for you now.
Wherein is Tichonel? It's a song from Donegal, and I'd like to sing this for Kevin Mitchell down there. It's from the neighbouring county, County Derry. And it's called An Wai Jan Wada. It's actually one of the first songs I ever learned. And it's about this fisherman who goes out walking one day and happens to fall in love with a mermaid. And he knows from folklore, if he takes away her crown, that she'll forget the call of the sea. So he does that, and he brings her home and marries her. And years later, when they have a family, the children find the crown, and they bring it into the mother, and she has to go back to sea. So the song is really the lament that the husband is feeling very lonely without his wife.
Poor fella, he came home one day, and she was gone. There's nothing left in the kitchen but a spare pair of legs. And being fairly philosophical, he says, he called his kids together and he says, listen, things are quite bad. Mommy's gone, but look on the bright side. At least the smell of fish has left the house. Thank you very much. Are they on time? I think you're all set?
For party.
Oh, there you go. Better than it ever was.
Donegal and Scotland have a big connection. We used to come over here and work. I suppose the Donegal people used to come over and do seasonal work here. And most of my relatives spent the winter months, I suppose, in Scotland. And I feel it's like a second home. But when we were over, I suppose, we stole a few songs and we stole a few tunes. And these tunes are Highlands. And what happened was people at night time gathered together with the local people and exchanged songs and tunes. And then they brought them home and made them their own in a way. So these are a few Highlands that we call the Ross's Highlands.
Thank you.
much. They were a set of jigs from Cape Breton Island, which is in Nova Scotia off the coast of Canada. And it was an island that was settled by Scottish Highlanders who had been cleared off their land a couple of hundred years ago when their landlords discovered that sheep were cheaper and more reliable. They could rely on them to vote a certain way, I suppose. But they brought with them their Gaelic songs and they brought with them their fiddle music, and both are still very strong in the tradition there today. And one of the greatest exponents of that music today is a man called Jerry Holland, and there are three of his jigs. We therefore call them Jerry Holland's Jigs. Quite a nice title. We're going to do a song now called The Lass of Glen Shee, which is a song Marie had learned from Len Graham, a singer from County Antrim. And I'm sure, as we're in Girvan, most of you should know that Glen Shee is a place in Scotland. And the song obviously has been in the Irish tradition for quite a while because it appears in the Sam Henry collection, which was collected around the turn of the century. And it's an unusual song, it's a love song. And it's one of the few that Maria sings in English. So she might like to add a note or two to that.
Yes.
There you go.
No. It's one of my favourite songs. Because it's Scottish, I suppose.
Go on, you're such a lick.
I knew I wouldn't get away with it.
She consented, I took her little knee.
There's many a change, but there's no change on me. And my love, she's as fair as that morn on the mountain when I plucked me a wild rose on the hills of Glenshee.
They were Strathspey and Two Reels from Ireland and from Cape Breton Island. The first two, anyway, wasn't there. Trying to tune their glass, or it's one of his subtle hints that his glass is nearly empty. We'll move on to a newly composed tune now. This next tune was composed by the talcum powder kid over here.
It's actually a tune that I composed in the memory of a good friend of mine. He was a chap on whose record I played. I was about like 16 at the time, and it was the first time I ever played on anybody's record. And he was a tremendous tin whistle player. He suffered from muscular dystrophy, and in the end of it all, he used to have put a board across the two arms of the wheelchair, and he'd be able to. That's how he'd be able to hold his hands up to play. He actually has a record on Guilin, so if anybody's interested in playing the whistle, I'd advise you to try and get a hold of it. But he had a bit of a quirky sense of humour, and so really the only way I could think of dedicating it to him was to try and represent that in the name of the tune. So I called it The Snowy Path, and the reason I called it The Snowy Path is because it's a slip chick. So that's it. His name, by the way, is Dunnock O'Brien, or Dennis O'Brien. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There were two reels that followed that. We'll move back to a song. This one is from an island that lies between this country and our own. The island is right off the coast of Antrim, and it's called Rathlin Island. And up to quite recent times, they spoke Irish. And in fact, the Irish was a mixture of Scots, Gaelic, and Irish or Gaelic. Marcus suggested that it might have been garlic, but I don't think so. The song actually is a wedding song. It's called Donal agus Morag, and it tells the story of the wedding couple who are Donal and Morag. And Mairead has been singing it for years. When I first went to Donegal years ago, there was a girl there called Grania McGonigal, and she used to sing this song, but we could only find a couple of verses. And the first verse told us who came to the wedding and where they came from.
So what they were wearing, which was very important for the local gossip mag at the time.
Yes. The Hello magazine was a big seller in Rathlin at the time.
How's
it? It was known as the How's It Going magazine. Yeah, it was full colour, black and white. Anyway, the first verse told us of all the clans who came from not just the north of Ireland but from Scotland, like the McCartneys came from the Mullican Tower, for example, and. The second verse told us about what they ate at the wedding, so we were stuck a bit for a few verses to add to the song, and we really wanted to do this song. So, seeing that most of us are quite stupid, I can't think of why, but
I don't understand exactly what you mean by that remark.
That makes four of us. Yeah. And we asked Mairead's father, and we hadn't seen him for a while, so we phoned up the local pub, and... he says, no problem, I'll think of a verse or two, and fair play he did. It was lucky that it was on his pet subject. We asked him to write a couple of verses on perhaps what they might have drank at the wedding. And so this is it. It's called Donal agus Morag, and it's on our Harvest Storm album. There you go.
One, two, three, four.
she don't allow in your vanish, don't allow his more agar in your vanish animal.
Mark Kelly from Dublin on guitar. Kieran Toohey from Donegal on fiddle. Kieran Curran from County Fermanagh on bazoogie and bazoogie guitar. From Donegal, Maria Niwini on vocals and on fiddle.
And the man with all the wind in the group was Frankie Kennedy from Belfast on flute.
Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure for us to be back in Girvan. It's been a number of years since we have been here last, but we eventually paid off the bar bills. And we're back. And
you think it's a joke?
You want a drink with him?
And I wasn't here the last time.
So, we'd like to thank Pete Haywood and everybody on the committee for bringing us back, and we'd like to wish everybody in the Festival Committee all the best. Thanks very much. We hope you enjoy the show this evening, and we enjoyed playing for you. We're going to leave you with a set of dance tunes. So I know it's warm and I know it's hot in here. So sorry. I don't. Well, then you have no excuse. Put your trousers back on then. We'll leave you with a set of dance tunes. These are a set of tunes of our And don't let me catch you wearing my trousers again. That's the thing about radio, you know, they can edit all that out.
Which is just as well, if you don't mind me saying so.
Regards to the producer in the van outside, whose bowel movement has just increased incredibly.
Live radio,
that's the bowel fill, actually.
Sure it's not Phil the Bowel?
Oh, dear.
Anyway, this is a set of tunes, again, I suppose, reflecting the repertoire of the band. It begins with a Scottish tune that's very common, in, not just in Donegal, but in all of Ireland. It's called Pretty Peg, and then we have a County Fermanagh tune. And then we have a Cape Breton tune, which is called The Boyd's Nest. And the last one in the set comes from Donegal, and it's called Kelly the Man from Bendoran. And so this is these are reels, by the way, so they're dance tunes. So you feel like dancing? Make sure you're on your feet. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Put your hands together for Mr. Alan Martin, who did the sound for us this evening.
He's one of your own, actually. He's from Zimbabwe.
Homeless.
Well, I'll keep these boys quiet. I'm going to sing a song, so... this is a song that came from Scotland originally. It came from Scotland and it went to Arranmore Island off the northwest coast of Donegal. And this woman learnt it from a Highland man. His name was Neil McCordy, and he was a lighthouse keeper on the island. And they used to meet every night and they'd be exchanging songs and stories. And this is one of the songs that this lady learnt. Her name was Roisin an Uaireann, or Roisin of the Songs, and she had a great wealth of songs altogether. But this song is definitely Scottish, and it's called Machilkil, or something near to it would be in English, would be my loved one, and... My baby.
Prince has done a version of this, and he calls it My Little Love Thing. My Little Love Thing.
But I know you're great singers.
No! Get down!
I don't know what these boys were on, but...
like £10 a night.
Oh, they were queuing up for that one.
So I know you're great singers, so if you can't even sing the words, please hum along to the chorus.
If I hum up here, something else.
Well, we'll finish
lovely
up.
Singing.
Thank you, dear.
I thought we were good too.
You didn't sing so bad yourself.
You just looking for a bend.
These are a set of three reels, rigs, reels, jigs. They are one of those. It could be. I'll leave you guessing. I think I got away with it. Three reels. The first one is a Donegal version of Drowsy Maggie. The second one is called Reggie's Paddy, which is a very famous Irish reel. And this is a Donegal version of it. And then the last one is a newly composed tune called The Harvest Storm. So thanks very much. EOI, Gramila Maigo, thanks. Chief Majorishev. Okay, Slán.
Four. Thank you.
Thanks very much, everyone. Good night.